Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is the weirdest combination of stuff to steal, but it's Florida. This is apparently a village's story. It is a village's story. So, according to the Villages News, Sylvia Wilson went into a Walmart in Summerfield and thought she could just get a shopping cart full of makeup and fishing lures and filled it up apparently to the top and then try to walk out with it. I don't know why anyone thinks that this is, you know, you're buying makeup and fishing lures. I have no idea why that comp, why, I don't know. But she was busted. She also apparently had some fentanyl and drug paraphernalia on her person. Maybe that has something to do with a shopping cart full of makeup and lures, but okay. So she was taken into custody, Marion County Jail, where she is facing charges for theft, drug possession, drug paraphernalia, a whole bunch of stuff. She is, her bond is $5,500, which, and she didn't make it, so she's still in the pokey. But a shopping cart full of makeup and fishing lures. That's like really oddly specific. I'm in, yeah, okay. All right. This Florida man and his accomplice were busted in Naples, Florida, because they stole 400, I repeat, 400 sticks of deodorant. Okay. All right. That's in Naples, Florida. And they're young dudes, too. Well, younger dudes, too. I mean, they're like not super young, but, you know, they're in their 40s. But they said that this is Collier County. They think it's an organized retail theft ring that has been stealing from major retailers like Publix and Walmart and CVS and Winn-Dixie and Walgreens all across the state. And they got the information that these two dudes were involved in a recent large-scale retail theft spree in Marion County. And they were going to nearby counties until they finally got busted. So they got their vehicle and they stopped them because they didn't come to a complete right on or complete stop for right on red, which you have to apparently in Florida. And so they said that they were just coming from Fort Myers. That wasn't true, though. They looked in there. They had probable cause because all the stuff was matching to what they were on the lookout for. They got them out of the car. They found tons of razors, Gillette razor packs, and 400 sticks of deodorant. So they had, also fishing gear, too. What is up with that? Cosmetics, fishing gear, razor blades, razors, and 400 sticks of deodorant. Okay, so they're going to jail also. What is up with this? This is crazy. Let's see. A Florida man, this involves a Waffle House. Florida man named Lucky shoots a man in the butt, chases another dude with a screwdriver at a Waffle House, and then he was arrested with drugs on his person. In Pensacola, Escambia County Sheriff's Office arrested a Florida man. He shot one dude in the butt, chased another dude around a Waffle House with a screwdriver, according to the arrest report. 24-year-old Daquan Therese, that's one full first name, Daquan Therese Lucky, was arrested September 8th. He's accused of attempted homicide, aggravated assault, distribution of a Schedule I narcotic within 1,000 feet of a school. He's got a ton of drug charges. Discharge of a firearm, public possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, disorderly conduct. He is in jail, bond not public, but yeah, he's going to be in jail for a bit. Stick with us.
Hi, I'm Matthew, a theater major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The great Abraham Lincoln described the Constitution as a picture or frame of silver, built to guard or protect an apple of gold. This apple of gold was the Declaration of Independence and its principle of equal rights for all. This principle of equal rights, Lincoln said, clears the path for all, gives hope to all, and by consequence, enterprise and industry to all. There are many today who seek to limit or distort this great principle by employing a distorted definition of equality, an equality of condition or outcome, regardless how people live their lives. This distortion, if generally accepted, will lead to an America less prosperous and less free.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
One final thank you. Thank you to my fellow cat owner, Taylor Swift. Look, she's not here, but let me just say, Vice President, I know you're all waiting. Oh, what a bait and switch this guy left on us.
Yeah, like the DNC.
Look, Vice President Harris and I couldn't be more excited to have her support. Really grateful. So, and look. Look, it's not as if I didn't warn these guys a few months ago. You mess with cat people and you will find out. You will find out. So
find out what? That's so dumb. Find out what, Tim? A new way forward, not like the old way. I mean, it's still the same shh, but it's a new way to get it. See, that's their campaign slogan. That's so dumb. The whole, I don't care who Taylor Swift votes for. I don't care. The left does. I wanted to share this with you. I wrote this over at Substack because some broad over at, I don't know, she looks like the most annoying type of millennial. She's like the chick who has all the pop sockets and she puts like bling in her Crocs. She's that kind of a chick. And it's over at The Independent, which is a British paper. And I'm, aside from trying to prevail upon myself, why I give a rat's backside about what a British person thinks of American politics. I do think that this headline is stupid, and that's what I wanted to address. The headline is, sorry, Taylor Swift, friendships that cross political lines never work. And she notes that there was a photo, I guess they were at the U.S. Open, of Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift hanging out. Brittany Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes, as you know, and she liked, some of Donald Trump's social media posts because a journalist who couldn't be prevailed upon to call Springfield, Ohio and talk to someone other than a Democrat stooge, maybe talk to some of the residents to get the lowdown on who's eating what there. They decided that the journalism that they want to do is to look and see who likes what on social media. And so they found that Brittany Mahomes had liked some Trump posts. And then you had Taylor Swift that came out and endorsed Kamala Harris. So the subhead is this, quote, the singer-songwriter has sparked controversy after being photographed hugging an alleged Republican who's been publicly praised by Donald Trump. While Swift's own political allegiances remain a mystery, are you stupid? It's doubtful that any friendship can survive different worldviews. So first off, I feel like this Katie Rosininski, whatever broad, is I feel like she is one of the dippiest people that I have, whose work I've ever had to suffer reading. I think after Taylor Swift, she's endorsed Kamala Harris very publicly on Instagram. So I don't know how you can write with a straight face the sentence, her own political allegiance remain a mystery. What? And then this sentence, like she's hugging a Nazi, photographed hugging an alleged Republican, like it's a crime. This alleged puppy beater, this alleged Nazi. This is the type of thinking that is a cancer on society. It is a cancer on society. This is so dippy. And the fact that somebody wrote this, that they took it seriously. Like it's like they you can't be friends with someone if they think differently than you. So I have a piece up on this because I don't know why. This is partisan zombieism. It's exactly what it is. It's partisan zombieism. Humans aren't the Borg. We aren't some like meaty glob. We actually have different likes and ideas and beliefs. And the refusal to acknowledge someone's humanity as more important than a political box to be just checked is the exact same reasoning that led the society to begin devaluing life in the first place. It reeks of weakness and insecurity, and it's a deficit of both spirit and intelligence to deny oneself association with anyone that does not perfectly reflect one's exact belief set. I mean, that's just fruit. It sounds positively unrealistic also. It's impractical. I don't even agree with my own husband on everything. And he, more than anybody else on God's green earth, is someone with whom I agree on more things than not. Aside from, you know, Jesus, there's not going to be anybody else that I agree with more. And I still don't agree with everything with my husband. It's a fantasy standard, and it's especially applied to celebrities, particularly those of a stratospheric celebrity level, because of their inordinate potential to influence others, right? And so Democrats, clearly they view Taylor Swift as some kind of tool. I mean, maybe she would prefer to be one, but I would like to think that she is at least smart enough to know when she's being maliciously manipulated to ditch friendships because the left is, what, too afraid that Taylor Swift may normalize being friends with diverse thinking people, you know, like a normal human would. And that's the thing. Normalcy is the enemy of the left. They need you to believe that we live in such unprecedented times that you got to ditch your friends. You have to. You can't get along with everyone at Christmas. You can't get along with everyone at Thanksgiving. You have to ditch your friends. You have to ditch your relations. You have to ditch everyone who does not conform to your worldview. Very important. They want you to believe that any kind of coupling of an incongruent belief is unnatural and wrong. They require supernatural fealty. And supernatural fealty has no room for diverse thought. It has what they think of as wrong think. And it has no grace for those who practice wrong think. And no mercy or tolerance for anyone. I think it would say a lot about Swift if she told the haters of her friendship with Brittany Mahomes to pound sand and make a point that you don't have to be of hive mind just to be friends with somebody. That's stupid. I mean, maybe she doesn't even need to do that and just continue showing people what a healthy friendship looks like without paying this, you know, indulgence of political samism. Maybe she doesn't even have to say anything, which maybe might make the left angrier, and I would be okay with that. I mean, I don't care who she votes for. I think it's weird when celebrities make these big sweeping announcements like no one cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares who you're voting for. I have never put stock into who someone is voting for. Honestly, if you're someone out there, if you know someone who is like, well, I just didn't know who I wanted to vote for until Taylor Swift made her announcement. That person's brain is cheese. It's true. That's also dumb. I mean, how would you not have your mind made up right now? You don't have to be a politico or an operative to not have your mind made up, right? I mean, you pay bills, right? You go to the store, all that stuff. I mean, come on. It's just, it's goofy. And this is where we are right now. It's just goofy. Keltec's P15. This is one of their newer items, and it is one of their most popular right now. It's the lightest, thinnest, sleekest double stack 9mm that is on the market, and it is from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. It's striker fire, sweet trigger pull, and two versions, polymer and metal. The metal version has these gorgeous, so I got to say it like my grandma did, gorgeous, these walnut wood grip panels, and it's it just looks real classy. It's like a James Bond gun. It really does. The polymer's great too. I mean, both of them are nice. And they come with two magazines. You got a standard 15 round mag with minimal pinky extension, and then you also have the flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds, tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, keeping you on target. It's only 1.27 inches wide, 4-inch barrel, lifetime warranty. From a family-run, family-owned, veteran-employed USA company, Keltec, that make it all in Florida. America needs more companies like them. Innovation Performance Keltec. Learn more about the P15 at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So if this news is your jam, there's news that Justin Timberlake apparently pled guilty in his DWI case. But also, he walks in wearing a black lace cardigan and a stranded pearl necklace. Can we stop with dudes wearing pearl necklaces? Dave Bautista, who looks totally femme now, and now Justin Timberlake, who's wearing a pearl necklace. Men don't wear pearls. You look, it looks dumb. Stop it. Stop it. It's for your Chanel outfit or if you're cosplaying as Barbara Bush. Those are the only two times that it's acceptable, and only for women. I will gatekeep this all day long. So that actually was a bigger deal to me than the fact that he, I mean, yes, he pled guilty to DWI, but he wore pearls when he walked in there to do it. I don't know. This is the one of the craziest stories I've ever heard. So this woman, she's a beauty pageant participant, and she was a Miss Switzerland finalist. So she, her husband murdered her in one of the most ridiculous, I mean, he killed her, decapitated her, cut her womb out, chopped her up, and then used a blender to puree her. The 41-year-old ex-husband was named under, because Swiss had, in Switzerland, they had privacy laws, so they didn't use his real name. But her body was found back in February. They're in court now. And he, I mean, it is insane. They don't even know why really he did it. I don't know if she was going to leave him or what, but he used a powerful industrial blender. This is for you true crime folks out there. And she's a mother of two. So that's just horrific. And apparently also, while he was doing it, he was playing YouTube videos on his phone. I don't know. So yeah, that guy's, do they have the death penalty in Switzerland? I mean, it feels like they should. In New York Post, this is crazy. A camper may have actually discovered an ancient meteor crater just by looking at Google Maps. And it's a guy from Canada. He was researching an upcoming camping trip. And so he was looking at Google Maps and he was trying to figure out where, you know, looking at different locations. And he uncovered what experts think is a giant crater left by an ancient meteor. Joel Lapont of Quebec was scanning through one of the regions, the True North's regions, when he saw this mysterious, roughly 9 mile wide pit while using the satellite imaging setting. So he passed along his findings to a geophysicist that I guess he apparently knew. I don't know. We all know his geophysicist, I guess, over at the CBC. And they said, yeah, it's very suggestive of impact. So, I mean, that's kind of interesting. And cuddling your dog can reduce symptoms after a physically painful ordeal, scientists reveal. I believe that. It's very calming. It's scientists in Germany have found that having a dog around reduces feelings of pain during recovery from a physical ordeal. This isn't the first study that's discovered something like this as well. And speaking of another study, most Americans are still clueless about the First Amendment. This is the Annenberg Constitution Day Civic Survey to celebrate Constitution Day on September 17th. Yeah, apparently 65%, only two-thirds of Americans can correctly name all three branches of government. And apparently only 74% of Americans can accurately define what the First Amendment is.
Approximately 6:40 tonight, the Newton police responded to calls at Washington and Harvard Street, just a short distance from the station. What we have since learned is there was a small group of individuals, pro-Israeli demonstrators who were demonstrating on one side of the street. There was an individual apparently completely randomly walking down the other side of the street. Words were exchanged back and forth across the street. That individual, who was not part of the group, at some point began crossing the street, appears to have gone back to his side of the street, ultimately came across and jumped upon one of the demonstrators. A scuffle ensued. During that scuffle, the individual who had come across the street was shot by a member of the demonstrating group. That individual, whose name is Scott Hayes, age 47, from Framingham, is under arrest. He right now is charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and violation of a constitutional right causing injury.
Violation of a constitutional right causing injury. So the audio that you just heard that we played for you was the Middlesex County District Attorney Marion Ryan announcing charges in this case involving veteran Scott Hayes. That's one of the charges. Violating a constitutional right of a pro-Hamas terrorist apologist who ran across the street and violently attacked him. Welcome back to the program. bottom of this second hour, Dana Lash with you, Channel 3047 DirecTV, Rumble, where the chat happens. Also find us on Substack, chapter and verse. The video of this, and we have video, and I will say they're fighting, but you actually, it's difficult to kind of see what's happening, and you don't totally see very clearly immediately him use his firearm in self-defense. So I will warn you on that. The individual who attacked the veteran, he had life-threatening injuries, but he is alive and he's recovering from the injuries that he caused to himself by choosing to violently attack someone. Now, there was a peaceful pro-Israel demonstration as before we get ready to play this video, and this is it'll be audio soundbite 14. It was a peaceful pro-Israel demonstration, and this guy, this, you know, he was wearing like a Hamas pin and all this, and he was yelling at the protesters from across the street. And I guess at some point he decided that wasn't enough, and he runs across the street seeking physical altercation, seeking trouble. The guy was seeking trouble and attacks this Iraq war veteran who is just there to support, apparently, his Jewish friends. And there was at one point, and some people have provided still images from the video. And when you do pause and play the video, you can see the attacker has his hands around the veteran's neck, around Scott Hayes's neck. He's trying to kill him. So what do you do in that situation? You got to defend yourself. Here's the video we're talking about. This is audio soundbite 14.
You are sick.
We are sick?
You are sick. You are defending genocide.
Genocide?
Yes.
But you are so stupid.
You are over 200,000.
You're so stupid.
You are 200,000.
You're stupid. It's a gun.
You see, he's trying to strangle the guy.
Oh, my God! Whoa!
Grab my pistol.
Oh, my
God! Get off it!
What?
Stop!
Yo! He gives first aid to the attacker. I mean, he's trying to strangle him in this. And you can, at one point, and before he shot.
Grab my pistol. Stop! Get off it!
And what gets me, you have two other people there. They cannot get this violent attacker off this veteran. Two other people. This guy was so enraged. He was seeking trouble. This guy was seeking trouble. These people were standing there on the street, a pro-Israel demonstration. They just had their flags out. And he starts, and one of the, who was it? Cassia Akiva from Daily Wire has all the video on that exclusively. This guy was seeking trouble. He sought them out, immediately started yelling invectives. I mean, it's he's definitely the aggressor. And it took him getting shot before he would stop attacking. I mean, it's this and the and then they charged the veteran who was attacked. Because apparently you're supposed to allow the left to beat you to death so you don't violate their constitutional right of being able to beat you to death because they don't like your opinions. I mean, this is crazy. The left doesn't have a right to try and kill you if they don't like your viewpoints. But the left also wants to criminalize self-defense and protect violent pro-terrorist attackers. I mean, this to me, everything that I see here, this is completely justified. But Massachusetts, as I understand, I don't think Massachusetts has stand your ground law. And this is why you should just leave blue states, honestly. I had someone, and I think that they were genuinely asking. I don't think that they were trolling. But they had asked, you know, well, why was the use of this type of force okay? Just curious. My point is this. When someone is attacking you, it is not, the burden is not on the victim to determine the motives or intent of their violent attacker. You're the victim. You have the right to defend yourself. And the consequence of violently attacking someone is that they may use lethal force in defense of themselves. That is a consequence of violently attacking an innocent person. The burden is not on the victim to determine the intentions of the person attacking them. So remember, the consequence of violently attacking someone is that the person being attacked may defend themselves with lethal force. So maybe people who attack people shouldn't attack people. It is amazing to me that this is even an issue in this case. I mean, the guy who was attacked, this Scott Hayes gentleman, was on his side of the street. He wasn't seeking trouble. Nobody even knew he was carrying. He wasn't seeking trouble. It was the guy who attacked him who was seeking trouble. The attacker on the other side of the street who just couldn't bear to walk past peaceful people displaying an Israel flag. No, no, no. He had to immediately start instigating. He had to start instigating trouble. I mean, that's why one of my favorite sayings is, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I actually made a t-shirt of that. I'm looking at this and I'm seeing that this looks completely justified. And there's a lot, it's difficult to kind of see, you know, when you're looking at all of this. But I mean, this is wild to see this. And then to have this guy, the state, Middlesex County District Attorney Marion Ryan, charging Scott Hayes, the guy who was attacked, charging him with assault with a deadly weapon. What was the other charge? And apparently saying that he somehow abridged the constitutional right of the guy who attacked him. I mean, and all of the people there who were there witnessing said he was acting in self-defense. I mean, this guy charged him and tackled him to the ground. There were two other people there. I don't know if the guy was on drugs. Maybe he was. I mean, if there are two other guys there and they're unable to dislodge the attacker from the innocent person, I don't know. Maybe the guy's on drugs or something. But see, that's the thing. It's not the burden isn't on the victim to make that determination at the time. You know how asinine that is? This is the exact argument that sexist Democrats used against women in Colorado 12 years ago when they were arguing to disarm them on college campuses. You had this guy, Joe Salazar. He was a state rep. He didn't like me, especially after I confronted him at a rally. But he was speaking to the state legislature. And this was right after a very brave rape survivor testified. And she was a rape survivor who had her license to carry. But she was on campus, which was a gun-free zone, so she had to leave her firearm in her car. And she was attacked on her way to her car after class and violently raped, like a couple of yards away from a police call box. You know, because those call boxes come in super handy when you're being raped right by them. And this guy was telling women, and his direct words were, and I've written stories about it. There's audio out there if you want to look. But what he told women was, well, you don't know if you feel like you're going to be raped or if it's just, he was actually diminishing the gut instinct that a woman has. And by the way, this is what the Transtifa people do. They try to diminish women's gut instinct on their own safety. This is what the left does. They want you to sit there and determine, well, is that guy going to come and murder me? Oh, this guy's attacking me right now. He's got a knife. Are we sure he's just not going to use it to like open up a package, or is he going to plunge it into my chest? I just don't know. Maybe I shouldn't defend myself until he stabs me a couple of times and I can be sure of his motive. This is what the left wants you to think when you're violently attacked. They prioritize the safety and the feelings of the victim or of the attacker over the victim. It's like saying, well, your skirt's too short, so maybe you were asking for it. It's the same logic. And by the way, this veteran, according to the attorney, he had full legal possession of his firearm. So he was a legal carrier. He wasn't a prohibited possessor. And he was not brandishing. He wasn't doing anything like that. And this guy charged him. By the way, this is just one example of the violent, destructive protests from pro-Hamas terrorist rioters. We don't have to play the audio from this, but this is audio. This is a cut 16. This is from NYPD. They have drone footage of the pro-Hamas demonstrators busting up storefronts, throwing trash in the road, vandalizing public buses that taxpayers pay for, and harassing people and officers. They're vandalizing businesses. These are pro-Hamas people who all went to Hot Topic to get black clothes, and then they just decide to go into the street. And this is all designed to scare people and to terrorize them into silence. That's what this is. Destruction of public property, harassment, vandalism. I mean, none of this is protest. This is harassment. It's not protest, it's harassment. Taking over public streets is not a form of protest. This is harassment. And bullying and harassing people. And that's one of the things that these writers do. If you've ever seen them, especially when it was the summer of everything burning, people were just outdoors eating in restaurants, and you know, people who use these tactics like this, they would aggravate these, you know, innocent patrons who were just eating outside at restaurants. Same thing. But this is just some of the drone footage from New York of the pro-Hamas rioters vandalizing public property that taxpayers are going to have to pay to fix and clean up and everything else. Harassing just regular, average, everyday people. This is not doing anything to engender sympathy for their cause. I'm just like, oh, terrorists are going to terrorist. I look at that and that's what I think. This Scott Hayes story, they're going to try to make an example out of him, because blue states dislike innocent people protecting themselves. They would rather have you dead than to have you protect yourself. I fully believe this. I 1000% believe this. I'm not saying that to be a lightning rod. I'm not saying it because it's a shock statement. I fully believe, because of political ideology and tribalism, that blue state prosecutors like this would rather have innocent people dead at the hands of these victims that they're at the hands of these attackers that they're protecting. It's sickening.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.